Item of other business is Harbor Point subdivision, the 2013-4, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the construction of 69 single-family lots with amenities, open space, and private roads. The Planning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval on March 12th, 2015. The subdivision complies with the conditions of approval, and there have been no significant changes made to the plan since the preliminary plan approval. The property is located near Park Road. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 7, Parcel 101, and is zoned AR1. And the planning office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, my motion for Harbor Point 2013-4 is for approval of a final subdivision plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Harbor Point subdivision 2013-4 of subdivision plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Cape Henlopen State Park final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 6 cabins with end site improvements to be located within Cape Henlopen State Park. There will be a total of 12 cabins. There are 6 existing cabins on site. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on February 11th of this year. The applicant has provided bike racks as required by the Planning Commission. The property is zoned AR1. The park is a permitted use within that zoning district. The tax parcel is District 335, Map 5, Parcel 12, and the planning office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I had a couple questions about this final site plan and the cabins that they're putting on there. As I would imagine, these are permanent fixtures.
Yes, they will be.
And will they be built to withstand storms and possible hurricanes? Or
they would have to be built to comply with all current regulations and building codes.
So how would these be different than cabins or cottages that oftentimes are built on private campgrounds? You know, because one of the things if my memory is correct, is that in the last couple campgrounds that we have had before us, one from I don't know if it was Lingo Townsend, but that group, and then there was one on Mass's Landing. I thought there was a stipulation requirement that they had to be removed from the site.
The resort at Massey's Landing is a campground, and they are not permanent structures, and that is based on the fact of their location in the floodplain, and that was a requirement of Planning Commission.
Because that's a floodplain.
That is a floodplain, and there were some concerns about issues, so they actually have to be removed at a certain point of the year.
Okay. Because I know the cottages and are becoming a very popular item in a lot of campgrounds. Obviously both the state as well as the private, and I've been to a number of campgrounds personally where they have the cottages, and they tend to be permanently installed, so because of the hookups, electrical, the sewer,
yes,
water, and all that.
This is not in the floodplain?
I don't recall off the top of my head if it is in the floodplain, but if they are built, they have to meet the FEMA standards, and they have to comply with all regulations regarding floodplain issues. They would have to meet the current building code regarding floodplain issues, items.
So that would be the same at the inlet?
It's the same for any building to be constructed. They have to comply with floodplain items requirements.
I just want to make sure that we're not putting more stringent requirements on the private sector than is being placed on the public sector. You know, what's good for the gander should be good for the goose.
Part of that, too, is, though, that that was approved as a campground. I mean, that was a campground conditional use, and that triggers, you know, that you can't have permanent structures, so that makes it a completely different type of whatever you want
use.
To call
this
it.
Is really an accessory yeah. use to the park yeah. itself.
The state park. Yeah.
To the state park.
Yeah. I only say that so we're not talking about like a campground park, but yeah. Because Massey's that, and there's a whole set of requirements that applies to campgrounds that wouldn't apply to this. Because this isn't for temporary RVs or tents or anything that you have to have in a campground, whereas this, like Janelle said, is a you know, it's an accessory permitted use to have cottages or dwellings like that. So it's a different type of structure.
But yet this says proposed campground cabins. So how's this not a campground?
Because it wasn't approved as a campground. They can call it a campground, but it's not approved as a conditional use campground.
And again, the Massey's Landing is a completely different zoning district, so that use actually requires a conditional use. This is really an accessory use to the use as a state park. So they can call it a little campground, but it's 12 cabins in the entire...
Part of a huge campground.
Part of the overall
park. It's a big
park.
Campground.
It's a park.
But it's still a big campground there.
It's not approved as a campground conditional use under our zoning code. It's something completely different, yeah.
It's been approved as a park.
Yeah. Well, it's not even been approved.
Well, it just exists as a park.
Okay.
Now, I agree with that, because I don't want to get in a situation where you're setting a set of standards for the state that's different from the private sector, but it's really an apples and oranges comparison because of the zoning, not because of the state.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, I just wanted clarification.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, though.
And you did it. You both did a great job on clarifying that for me. Well, Mr. Chairman, with that little education that I received there, which was good, my motion for Cape and Open State Park is a final site plan for the construction of 6 cabins and the site improvements to be located within Cape and Open State Park.
So moved and seconded to approve the Cape and Open State Park site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Bay Forest Club Phases 4 and 5, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for phases 4.3, 4.4, and 5.1 of the Bay Forest Club MRRPC. The Planning Commission granted preliminary site plan approval on March 25th, 2015. The phases include a mixture of 144 single-family dwellings and townhouses. The plan complies with the conditions of approval. Sidewalks are provided on at least one side of the street. The revision to the overall number of lots within the development are not impacted with these phases, including these phases, is currently under the approved 892 units. The property is zoned MR and is an RPC and is located off White's Necks Road and Old Mill Road, and the planning office is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Can I ask a question on this one before anybody acts on it? Is there anybody here on this application?
I appear to be.
Don't worry, it's not anything bad. It's just...
You just want them to go on record so they can justify...
Yeah, I know. I saw him walk in.
Sitting out there.
Looks like one guy brought his bodyguard.
Yeah. Now, my question is, because the way it was teed up on the agenda was phases 4 and 5, and then it says construction plan, or Bay Forest Club construction phase 4.3, 4.4, and 5.1. Is that, there's an issue that's happened on the county side of things where we have phases 4 and 5 that gets approved down here, and then, you know, like with sewer or with public works, they're dealing with different phasing numbers and phasing plans, and it is becoming a real problem trying to coordinate that. So I guess my point, I'm just curious about the different numbers on here, and also just to highlight that to the extent that you all can work with all the county agencies while we sort this out so that there's not confusion on what phase we're talking about, what's bonded versus what's not. It's sort of to highlight the need to really address that because it's becoming an issue. At 4.3, 4.4, and 5.1, where those numbers come from? Are those your numbers or?
They were actual.
Did you introduce yourself?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
For the record, my name is Kenneth Yusuf. I'm with Morris and Ritchie Associates, the planner and engineer for the project, and with me is Tom Natelli. The phasing follows the phasing that was on the RPC plan for the project. Each of the phases, there's a record plat for phase 4, phase 5, and it's very clearly delineated on all the plans. There are actually separate sets of improvement plans that are issued for these different sections as we go through, and then they're bonded in those respective phases. And we've worked closely with the planning office to make sure that we're coordinating how we lay out the plats and how we're recording the plats, and county engineering to make sure that the sewer concept plan and everything else tracks with the phases.
Okay. I just, and maybe it was a question on our end when it said 4 and 5 on the agenda, that
It should have said 4.3, 4.4, okay. 5.1.
Okay. I just wanted to ask that question just to highlight the issue, because in the past it has been one where, you know, we've got three different agencies within the county and the Sussex Conservation District, and everybody has all these different phasing plans floating around, so I just wanted to make sure we're all good on that. So, no worries, just wanted to sort it out, that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that was 4.3, 4.4, and 5.1.
Correct.
Correct. Well then, gentlemen, thank you for the clarification from Mr. Robertson. I'd like to make a motion for approval as a final for those Bay Forest Club phases identified as 4.3, 4.4, and 5.1.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Bay Forest Club phases 4 and 5 as a final.
4.3, 4.4,
and 5.1.
Thank you, sir.
As a final. All those in favor say
aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay.
Happy
Easter.
Yes. Happy my lawn.
Our next item is Harbor Point, subdivision 2013-4, amenities, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the amenities for the Harbor Point subdivision. The amenities proposed are a swimming pool with a pool house. There are 8 parking spaces provided along the front of the pool house. A sidewalk will connect from the lots into the swimming pool and pool house area. The amenities are located near the entrance of the subdivision. The property is located near Park Road. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 7, Parcel 101, and is zoned AR1, and the planning office is awaiting agency approvals.
So the difference between the two is this is the amenities and you don't have all the agency approvals.
Correct.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval as a preliminary for Harbor Point 2013-4/ amenities with final being given by the planning office when all agency approvals are granted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Harbor Point subdivision 2013-4 amenities as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.